I have this problem. I don't know how to say no to something if it's free. I cannot do it. It's the reason I've eaten thousands of terrible cupcakes to celebrate the birthdays of people I hate. It is also the reason why this year I went on a birthright trip to Israel. Could not resist. So free. And proud to announce I was the bad boy of my birthright group. Thank you so much. I knew going in they were going to try and brainwash me. I wanted to show that I was not susceptible. So what I did is I treated it like prison. I got in a fight with a rabbi on the first day. I also did this fun thing where anytime one of the girls in my group would complain that there was nowhere to refill her Nalgene water bottle, I would say, imagine if you were in the West Bank. People hated me. It was an okay experience overall. I made at least 6 new Facebook friends named Rebecca, so a couple Rachels, a few Jakes. Those are going to be some clutch likes. I'm excited. I'm one of these people that's like technically Jewish because my mom's Jewish, but growing up we never did any of the stuff. And one year around the holidays, I asked my mom, I got curious. I was like, hey mom, if we're Jewish, why do we celebrate Christmas and not Hanukkah? And she said, well, Paige, when I was a kid, we did celebrate Hanukkah. But then your uncle and I just complained so much about not getting to celebrate Christmas that grandma and grandpa gave up on their religion. And now we have you, our godless child. Go tell the rabbi he's homophobic. Thank you. This last Christmas, I got my mom a pretty good gift. I think I got her an Amazon Echo, mostly to mediate arguments between her and my dad. It's working out great. Now every time my dad gets mad at my mom, he wants to go, Ellen? That's my mom's name, Ellen. Next time he wants to go, Ellen, he can instead go, Alexa, play Steely Dan. And it soothes him. My mom is a sweet lady, I love her, but she does this thing that bothers me where she will describe me to other people as an old soul. Which I know she means well. But I really think that's just a fancy way of saying I'm boring. To be fair to her, though, when she was my age, she was trying cocaine because, and I quote, it wasn't as big of a deal then. And I get coupons emailed to me from Benihana. So the savings are not even that great. They're not... that good.